There is a saying that when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. But I think this is some kind of bravado, because in reality, when the going gets tough, things fall apart. Even someone of King David's stature or caliber was unable at times to deal with the distressing situations which came his way. At times, David was humiliated and surrounded by people who were lying to him and by other humiliations that came his way, and all sorts of other gloom. He cried out to God for mercy and looked for relief from God. We all have those days when we struggle to live beyond the grinding distresses that follow perhaps something we haven't managed to achieve, or it could be a financial crisis which has just happened. It could be sickness, a family death even, or perhaps a failed relationship. It's easy to question our loving Heavenly Father. Why does he allow those threads of trials and tough times to be woven into the lives of his children? We can always ask those questions. And we may feel that God is acting against us because we have done something wrong in his sight. In tough times, what really matters is not so much the magnitude of the problem, but to talk to God and wait upon him for his answers. This is exactly what David did in verse 1 of Psalm 4. Someone wrote that heaven is not the place for a conceited person who has no need of God. Heaven is the place for the broken-hearted ones who turn to God for deliverance. when things seem to close in on us and cause us to panic, we must remember to turn ourselves to God. He is always there for us. Veronica didn't need to ask Edie what would happen if she wasn't there. She would have said, "What a cheek, I'll always be there." And it's what God is saying to us. What a cheek, I'm here, however many other people I'm trying to serve at the same time. I've always got instant attention on whoever comes to me, whoever speaks to me. And Edie was something the same, really, although obviously not in quite such a big way. But she was always there for Veronica, to take her to work and see her safely back on the train. And we can pray that when the way seems dark before us, give us grace to walk trusting in you. Our great example for all this is, of course, Jesus Christ himself. How would Jesus have ever lived his fulfilling short life without the constant support of his heavenly Father? Perhaps some or all of us are facing familiar with Dorothy L. Sayers' plays, cycle of 12 plays, Man Born to be King. They're all about the life of Jesus, of course. Whenever I hear the plays on the radio, I'm always amazed at Jesus' calm behavior and demeanor when it comes to his trial and crucifixion. And we can imagine now the risen Jesus standing in front of us. We can look at the scars of his crucifixion on his hands and his feet. How is he looking at us? We must have come across a great many villains in our lifetime. Actually, there was a knock on my door soon after 8 o'clock last night. And I thought, I'm not answering that. It's a bit late for those kind of visitors. And so I just left it. If it was something important, I dare say the person or people will be back. Some of the worst villains were gathered in that upper room. These men had failed to understand Jesus' teaching. They had fallen asleep when asked to pray and had abandoned Jesus. All but one of the friends were absent when Jesus was crucified. Then, when they finally met the risen Lord, what did they do? They backed off. They were frightened. They still didn't understand. They were riddled with doubt. Here is the honest reality of Christian discipleship. But look at Jesus. Did he get frustrated? No, he didn't. Did he criticize his friends' misunderstanding? No, he certainly did not. Did Jesus ridicule their doubts? Not at all. He didn't. Instead, Jesus reaches out to them gently. He made them to be able to believe. He helped them to understand. He even ate a plate of fish with them. Then he gave them the most precious gift of all, the Holy Spirit. We are like Peter and Judas and all the rest. We make terrible mistakes. We give up too easily. Perhaps we don't understand the gospel really. Our discipleship is a frequent washout, but it is Jesus who really matters. He still loves us, he still trusts us, and he still keeps helping us through our fears and our doubts, because He has chosen us to help build his new kingdom. Let Jesus help us to overcome our fears and failures. Listen to Jesus. He doesn't criticize or accuse us. He takes one issue at a time and patiently guides us forward. And may the Lord bless us, each one, as we press on along the road to salvation. This is a wonderful thought for the forthcoming Ascension Day. And may we take advantage of all that God and the Lord Jesus Christ have to offer us as we live our days on earth. Amen.